This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And still to come tonight on That Kevin Show, she's a four-star civilian, KT McFarland. She's simply known as Comic Kim. Kim Curley with a special Mother's Day presentation. And back in the spotlight, it's Ed Sheeran. And now, from Times Square, where subway conductors often receive free, piping hot cups of coffee, just minus the cup and all over them, here's That Kevin.
No, it's true. Announcer Dave sometimes makes stuff up, but that's actually a true story. This last week, and imagine, you know, you get up, you trudge through your existence, you get to your station, you fire up your train, you're ready to get people to work on time, and a disgruntled subway passenger just decides to unload an entire cup of hot coffee all over you. It's our welcome mat, friends. It's how we make people feel at home here in the New York City. Anyway, welcome in. Glad to have you. Hour number two. True story. And to be honest, it wasn't even a flavored coffee. It was just plain. So made it even worse. Anyway, I tell you what. We've got a lot to get to coming up. Yet this segment. We're going to introduce Times Square Trippin'. We're going back to Times Square tonight with the talents of Justin Awad. If you don't follow him on Instagram or TikTok, you should. He's really, really funny. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, Assignment Desk Weekend. All right. President Biden pictured here so pleased with himself that he could remember that it was Friday. Is giggling to himself as the press were being escorted from his joint appearance with the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. And why was he giggling? Why did he think it was hilarious? Well, the gaggle were all expelled the moment that the commander-in-chief asked if anyone knew if this here gardener had brought any breakfast tacos with him. From the math is so hard file, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, seen here covertly swallowing Prime Minister Pedro's last breakfast taco, has announced that California's budget deficit is billions of dollars overcommitted and that estimates show it will bankrupt the Golden State. This announcement came on the heels of the state announcing that it would soon be making slave reparation payments to descendants of slavery that never occurred in their state. The governor was also sad to learn that, unlike in the game of Monopoly, there is no $200 payout for merely passing go. The New York Knicks were booted from the NBA playoffs last night after a crushing 96-92 defeat in the city of Miami. In their previous win against that same team, Julius Randle had immediately sought out his wife to give her a celebratory kiss. Randall's also regularly seen allowing his son to travel with him as they go different places with the team. And both of these incidents seem to have irritated former NBA player Kenyon Martin, who leveled criticism at Randle for doing so, especially the kiss part. Because if there's one thing we definitely want in today's NBA, it's fewer men loving their wives and children. President Biden, pictured here, trying to remember his own name, has declared war on a vicious set of enemies, household appliances. Sure, they may not be as deadly as Russian tanks or Ukrainian surface-to-air missile systems, but it is an election cycle. His approval rating is the worst in history, and he must have his mid-afternoon mint chocolate chip. And finally, comedian and talk show host Whoopi Goldberg, seen here actually hissing at babies, has announced plans to release a new comic book. Interesting. Rumors have surfaced that this comic book will feature a very unique type of hero. Someone going through menopause. A menopausal superhero. Let that kind of wash over you for a second. Anyway, rumors have surfaced reporting that the character will be named Hot Flash and be loosely, entirely based on the coming of old age story simply known as Joy Behar. All right, it's time to head to Times Square Trippin' here on That Kevin Show.
What year the War of 1812 was? I did it in school, I'm trying to remember. I forgot, I'm not even gonna lie.
Yes, like when do you think it was? Was it a while ago or recently?
A while ago.
Guess a year.
1980, possibly.
Yes, it was around there. Do you know what state Utah is in?
Utah? Nebraska?
Yes. Do you know how many states make up the USA?
Uh-huh.
How many? No, you know this. Around
40.
How many?
40.
40 what?
41.
You know this. 40 what?
41?
Yes. Do you know who the current vice president of the United States is?
Yeah. Biden?
Yes. What continent are we on right now?
What continent? I think like North Africa.
What's 3 times 3 times 3?
18.
Yes. What country the Panama Canal is in?
No.
If you had to guess, like what do you think it sounds like it's in?
It's a country.
Europe.
Yes. Do you know what we call a shape that has five sides?
Diamond?
Yes. Can you tell me what time this is?
Yeah. That's 2:50.
2:50, right?
Yes. 20 minutes make up a quarter of an hour.
25?
Yes. Do you know what country Hawaii is in?
Hawaii is a country, right? Yeah.
Yes. No, like, do you know what a country it's in?
Hawaii is a town? Like, I thought the whole state of Hawaii was... Wait, what the fuck? Is Hawaii a state or a country? Hawaii...
It's a state. It's a state.
Hawaii is a state?
Yeah, so what country is it in?
What? Hawaii is a country? Are y'all playing with me right now? I don't know. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. Sir.
Do you know who the current vice president is?
Nah.
Do you know what we call a shape that has five sides?
A hexagon? No?
Yes.
All right, that's Times Square Trippin'. Kevin McCullough in for That Kevin Show. And I hope you'll join us each week. That wraps up this edition of Assignment Desk Weekend. And one last special note as we close out this segment here on That Kevin Show. Tomorrow is obviously a very special day for mothers everywhere. We celebrate moms at That Kevin Show. I celebrate my bride, the mother of my three biological children. I celebrate the fact that there was a mother who brought my adopted son into this world and celebrate her life, even though she is with us no more. And I also want to especially dedicate this episode, this Mother's Day episode, to the memory of Sharon Shetter McCullough and also Celeste Carpenter Harrell for their lives in the women that they were, in the lives of myself and my bride and our family. And we miss you, moms. This Mother's Day, we miss you incredibly. But we celebrate those of you that are moms, that are out there every single day, loving on your kids and doing all you can to make their lives better. And in all the ways that you aren't said thank you to for all the things that you deserve thanks for. This is our small way of trying to do that tonight. And coming up a little bit later, we've got a special Mother's Day comedian segment. Kim Curley talks about the mother's curse. If you can imagine that. Anyway, it's coming up later this hour. And back in the spotlight, someone who loves all the moms in his life, Ed Sheeran.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest is someone who I have personally had the privilege of discussing how to deep fry a turkey with on the Fox News channel. Now, it wasn't on the main channel. It was on a little place called the Strategy Room, which is kind of, well, at that time, it was like a closet on the 12th floor or somewhere. But it was a very memorable meeting. But it was just one of many conversations that I've had with this very special person who has served not one, but multiple administrations in the Pentagon and as part of national security and foreign policy teams. She is someone who held the civilian equivalent rank of a four-star admiral or general when she was at the Pentagon, and I am very pleased to say that she's also a wonderful friend. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Katie McFarland.
Hey, can I just tell your audience what you meant about the deep frying the turkey? So you
sure.
I were on it. We were on a show that was the precursor of Fox Nation. It's an online show, and it was really the precursor of The Five.
Yep.
And so you and I are sitting there.
They made
there
the wrong hires on that, by the way. They hired all the wrong people.
You
should have had you and me on there, but it's a different thing.
Exactly. So we're sitting, we debate everything from, you know, presidential politics to, you know, what you're going to do for Thanksgiving. So we're talking about Thanksgiving and turkeys, and then you pop up with how you deep fry a turkey. And I looked at you and I said, Kevin, do you know about deep frying turkeys? And you went on to explain how you do it and how you have to be really careful it's not a frozen turkey. And I was so dazzled with the breadth of your knowledge that I've just respected you ever since.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think, you know, I do have just kind of a natural curiosity about life. In fact, before we sat down to have this conversation, you heard me having a conversation with Nicole Sapphire about breast cancer and the developments in different areas of health and so forth. So I do have a very wide, I don't know, interest in what's going on in the world. And that's why I like my shows to kind of reflect that, because I think it's a benefit to people. If we can make life a little bit better for each other and in as many ways as possible, I think that's a generally good thing. So having that as kind of the context of where we're going here, you've led an extraordinary life. You've served your country in multiple ways. Not only are you have you served in public office, but you've also very much supported our nation's military. You're a proud Navy mom. I've got a lot of Navy members in my family. Both grandfathers were in the big war. My brother-in-law is active duty now, and really proud of him, Top Gun grad, so forth. Let me just, so people kind of get a sense of this, what is your sense of where we are with our military in 2023 as we speak right now?
Oh, well, I think we're in trouble. For a bunch of reasons. You know, for 20 years, we've ignored the military and the major looming threat in front of us, which is China. We focused on the Middle East, on the forever wars. And now I'm worried that we're ignoring the prevailing threat to us, which is China, as we're focused on Europe and Ukraine and Russia. Not that we shouldn't want to have Ukraine succeed, but don't do it at the expense of the real strategic threat to the United States. And certainly don't do it by drawing down our military capabilities so somebody else can fight their fight. And in addition to that, we've really fallen behind technologically. You know, we always think about America as the cutting edge technology power, whether it's with anything to do with cyber or whether it's anything to do with the internet or computers or cybersecurity or cyber weapons. And we've really fallen behind. I mean, the Russians and particularly the Chinese, they have a whole new class of weapons that we don't have. They're called hypersonic weapons. And we do not have hypersonic weapons. We do not have the ability to defend against hypersonic weapons. And that's just one area where we've fallen behind. So I'm worried that not only have we not kept up with where we should, but we're not looking to the future. And we're not developing these more sophisticated technological weapon systems, and that we're not investing in high technology. You know, the Chinese understand that the country that controls quantum computing, artificial intelligence, the country that controls the sort of 10 different areas of the technologies of the future, controls the future. And China's had an all-government approach, a whole-of-nation approach on surpassing the United States, not just economically, but militarily, technologically, politically, diplomatically, every way you can think of. And they plan to do it within a very short period of time, within the next 5 or 10 years. And I worry that we have no plan, that we don't have a technology plan, that we don't have a military plan. I mean, we have a president who's kind of out of it, and we have an administration which is really not focused on the looming threat in front of us, which is China, and that we're going to be caught very flat-footed unless we change course within a couple of years.
Well, just an example of what you're talking about was the hearing about a week ago in which Senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst, asked Energy Secretary Granholm about the need to convert our entire military to electric vehicles by 6 years from now, 2030. And I'm sitting here. I'm not that technologically savvy. I mean, I know how to operate my phone and my computer, but you know, I'm not a tech geek by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, if I can think of ways that that would benefit our enemies and hurt us, surely smart people somewhere in Washington could have said the same thing to Secretary Granholm at some point. But instead, when she's asked about it, she doubles down and says, no, we absolutely can and we should because it's the right thing to do to be green. Hey, T, I want my military to have zero capacity limitations. I don't want them to be able to move or not move based on what type of fuel they use or where the energy comes from or anything else. In fact, I was talking with General Keane about this, and I said, shouldn't we be like in R&D right now thinking about putting tiny little nuclear reactors in vehicles? I mean, we do it in the aircraft carriers and the submarines.
Right.
Shouldn't we be figuring out how to do that so we don't need any fuel at all? And he said there are people working on that, but it's all private sector. He happens to be associated with one of the companies that is. But we're not, to your point, thinking about the right things.
No, and here's what's wrong about what Senator Granholm said. Number one, we have the God-given resources to be not only energy independent, but energy dominant. We have, out of shale rock, we have the ability to power the world for hundreds of years. And we were well on our way to doing that. We were energy independent at the end of the Trump administration, well on our way to being energy dominant. Now, what energy dominant means is we export so much stuff, so much oil and natural gas, that we set the price. And we can set the price much lower than Russia and Iran, any of these other countries can. And so as a result of that, we drive down the overall price and we bankrupt our adversaries. So first of all, when Senator Granholm comes out and says, well, we want to go to an all electric fleet or we want to go to a green energy solution, why are we tying our hands behind our back when we could be the dominant energy source for the world? And number two, when she talks about that, guess where those contracts are coming from? Guess who's making all the stuff that goes into electric
every
vehicles?
Ounce of lithium you need in the battery comes from where?
China! And so not only are we tying our hands behind our back and not using the natural resources that we've been given by the Almighty.
She's KT McFarland. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back. Very special to have KT with us tonight. I'm so honored. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says talks about the debt ceiling are moving along. Biden added there are real discussions about a deal, but we're not there yet. The weather halted former President Trump's outdoor rally in Iowa today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did speak earlier in the day in the Hawkeye State. As reports indicate, he is close to officially jumping into the race for president. Former President Obama says the issue of gun ownership shouldn't be political. In an interview with CBS Mornings, Obama said throughout history, gun ownership in America became, quote, an ideological and a partisan issue in ways that it shouldn't be. The four University of Idaho students who were stabbed to death in November will be receiving posthumous degrees from the university this weekend at graduation ceremonies. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough back live from Times Square. So honored to have you with us, and so honored to have my dear friend, Casey McFarland, who don't let the crusty exterior and the tough talk fool you. She's a softy on the inside. She's a tough military lady, but she's got a heart of gold. And along those lines, KT, this coming weekend is Mother's Day. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to you. And I'm curious if you have any, you know, special thoughts of
Mother's Day, Grandmother's Day is a terrific holiday at our house. You know, I think that of all the things I've done in my life, and it's a long life, and I've had great success and a long and happy marriage. But the greatest thing is to be a mother and grandmother. We have 5 kids. And they're all terrific. Everyone is completely different. Everyone lives in a different part of the country. But for me, I took a good decade and a half out of my professional life to be home with my kids.
Wow.
And it made all the difference. And I was able, thank goodness, I was able to sort of restart a career, a little different career, but restart a career and enjoy another chapter of my life and great success in the politics and media world. But I must say that those years I've spent enriched me. Not only were they terrific for my children to have mom at hand all the time, but they enriched me. Now, a lot of women don't have that luxury to stay home and to raise their kids. And I do, my heart goes out to all the women, including my own daughters and daughters-in-law, who are struggling to try to balance family life, professional life, marriage, kids, work, career advancement. But I think it's just the greatest job you can ever have. And now that I'm a granny and I have grandchildren that they call me Granny Mac, by the way. Now that I have grandchildren that are from the age of 21 down to 3.5 weeks, it's been the greatest joy again to see them. And when you get old and you're looking back at your life and you think what's been important, what's not, the greatest thing is to be able to say, you know, I did that one okay. I did that right. I raised great kids. They're living fulfilling lives with wonderful partners in their lives. And now I'm looking at the children that they're raising and thinking, well, that's my legacy. Not necessarily some great career, although I had a good one, but also to think that my legacy is my grandchildren.
And KT, you know, it's not a lot of people from your generation that what you did was not necessarily that popular to take a decade and a half out and to do that. We've made that choice in the McCullough household. There are days when my bride has said, should I have, you know, stayed in the workforce? You're right. I think that they're the best legacy we'll leave. There's not going to be anything that's going to, you can't put anything on my tombstone that's going to trump what my kids are going to be able to do and be become because they had a mother and a father who loved them. And sadly, people know that that's scientifically accurate, and we're denying the opportunity, which could spawn off into a whole bunch of other discussions right now, which I don't want to do. In our final minute that we have left, I do want to ask you a fun question. You've worked with several different presidents.
Mm-hmm.
What's the funniest interaction you've ever had with a commander in chief?
Ooh, that's an amazing question. Okay, so I worked for President Nixon, President Ford. I was young. I had it in the West Wing of the White House. I worked for President Reagan. I knew them all, could walk in and out of the Oval Office. But the funniest thing was in working for President Trump. So at the beginning of the Trump administration, there's President Trump sitting in the Oval Office behind the Resolute desk. I mean, this is the desk that all presidents have sat, the desk. And we're sitting there. It's a morning meeting. I'm there with the Secretary of State. We're briefing the president. I don't even remember what the topic was. And the president is having a Diet Coke. And he's taking the Diet Coke, and he is putting a Diet Coke with a lot of ice on the surface of the Resolute desk. I'm thinking, oh, my God, we'll leave a ring on the desk that John Kennedy spoke from, that Ronald Reagan spoke from. He's going to leave a ring. And then he says to the Secretary of State, me, hey, you want a Diet Coke? What do you say? You can't say, no, thanks, sir, I'm fine. Of course you say, yes, sir, I love one. And so then the valet brings us the Diet Coke. So here I am looking at the Secretary of State. Really, what do we do with our Diet Coke? We can't put them on the desk. And we're sitting right up at the desk. We can't put them on. Oh, my God. You know, maybe it's Donald Trump's ring that presidents 100 years from now will look at. But they sure don't want to look at K.T. McFarland's ring of the Diet Coke. And so I look at the Secretary of State. He looks at me. We knew if we put that darn Diet Coke, that glass full of ice, on the floor, then we'd probably spill it all over the famous rug, the Oval Office rug. So he looks at me. He pulls out the little handkerchief that he's got in his pocket, and he puts it down on the Resolute desk, and the two of us put our little Diet Cokes right there. We did not leave a ring. So posterity will know that we had good manners.
Or will it?
I'll leave that up to the next generation to figure out.
I don't know if they'll know about it because your ring was not there.
Wasn't there.
KT McFarland, it is a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for coming on That Kevin Show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
From the Dry Bar Comedy Stage, here's Kim Curley.
I love the fact that they're doing well. I feel very blessed and honored to have these kids in my life. I'm having to navigate new waters. You know, how do I talk to them now? How do I ask them for money? It's not that I need it. It's just that they took from me for so many years. Right? Yeah. I go to lunch or dinner with them and I just wait when the check comes out. It's uncomfortable for us all. So much fun. I had my mother's curse. Now, the mother's curse is someday you'll have a child just like you. Who in here received the mother's curse someday? Yeah. Yeah. And you will if you haven't. You will. It's a very powerful tool. My mother started giving me the mother's curse when I turned 13. It was day in, day out. It was constant. She would just see me, oh, someday, someday, you'll know what you've put me through. She didn't stop. She started when I was 13, and she didn't stop giving me the curse until I left home at 14. It was just nonstop. Kids, and I had a child just like me. She even looks just like me. But I'm thinking, okay, this is crazy because we don't get along. It was insane. We had to go to therapy. It was horrible. Therapist, you know, giving us all these things. It didn't work. Nothing worked. I don't know what it is, but when your kids turn into teenagers, Satan moves into the house. That's what happens. I go to wake up my kids in the morning. I'd open up the door and go, girls, get up. It's time to go to school. And I'd hear, 5 more minutes. We need 5 more minutes. Turn off the light. The light hurts our eyes. We're not going to school today, Mother. We're sick. Where are my beautiful little girls? Teenagers are like cats that come into your house and lay around on dirty clothes. And they look at you like, what the heck are you doing here? You know what? If you don't feed cats, they go to somebody else's house. Teenagers do the same thing. What's for dinner tonight? Nothing. Okay, I'm just going to stay here. Okay. I want you to know, if you let that go on too long, it's a felony. They actually... Monster drinks are marketed to teenagers. Why do they need extra energy? What is up with that? Do they need extra energy to shift on the couch? Yeah. Look for the remote. So I have this kid who's just like me, and I gave up even telling her to clean her room. It was horrible. I just got to the point where I push open the door and put my head out and go, ah! And then shut the door. She would just roll her eyes. Therapist told us to communicate as best we could. So this child has 5 of her friends over, little cat friends, slithering around on her dirty clothes in her dirty room. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is the day. She's 15 at the time. I said, I'm going to do it. I am going to give her the curse. I am going to give her the mother's curse. I'm going to do it once. So I went into my room and I put on my purple fairy outfit, which I keep for other reasons. But it's really nice. It's got big wings. Sweet. It is sweet. I had some glitter, and I had this scepter thing, you know. So I shove open her door, and I go in her room. I start throwing glitter around, and her friends are like, oh, hi, Miss Curly. Shannon, your mom's a purple fairy. And she's playing guitar on her bed. And I took the scepter, and I pointed it right at her, but I aimed it towards her ovaries as best I could. And I said, someday you'll have a child just like you, and you'll know all the hell you put me through, and your little dog, too. And I ran out. She just got married. She's been married a year, and they're talking about their first baby. They want to get pregnant. And I'm so excited because it's going to happen. The curse is real, people. It's real. She's going to be calling me up someday. Mom, you know what? This child is driving me crazy. Really? Are you nothing but an ATM? ATM! See how I brought that around? ATM? No? Okay. I used to be a teacher in San Antonio, Texas. I used to teach 8th grade English. That's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. That was a great time. Kids these days, I think they're getting smarter. They're a little different. They're getting smarter. But you know what? Take away their calculators. They can't do math. When did math become magic, people? I went to the store and I bought something with cash. It was $7.53. So I gave him a 20, two ones, and 53 cents. The kid goes, "You've given me too much money." He's giving it back. He got kind of indignant. Giving me back the money. Take this $2. I don't need it. And I said, "Put it in your machine and watch what happens." When he did, he looked at me like this. Those of you who don't know what I got $15 even back. That's what I did. Don't get out your calculators. Put them back. I'm also a counselor. I'm a stand-up comic and a counselor. Does that not scream I have issues? Doesn't it? I'm a licensed therapist. You can see me after the show if you want to talk about stuff. We can do that. I got my degree in counseling because it was a whole lot cheaper than therapy. I was getting better at it than the therapist, so they started asking me a bunch of questions. How'd you deal with that? Well, I did this. Oh, my gosh, that's great. I know. I enjoy my neighborhood, a really nice neighborhood, but yesterday we did our recycling, and everybody takes out the recycling bins, and my neighbor to the right of me, she's bragging all the time about how her recycle is so much bigger than everybody else's. She goes, "I'm an aggressive recycler. I'm green. I'm an aggressive recycler." And I'm going, "No, you're just a heavy drinker."
Hey, truth hurts. Thank you, Kim Curley. Ed Sheeran back in the spotlight next.
We'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is often referred to as the bard of the modern era. Here is musical Shakespeare, Ed Sheeran.
If we make it through this year, then nothing can break us. Trouble is then reappears. We've shown we can take it. We tear our hair out and overthink it.
Sheeran from the brand new album called Subtract, and it will be one of his most emotive albums yet. A lot of milestones that he's covered in the songs on this particular album. And if you want to hear more of any of the Music Spotlight artists, we've got the playlists at Spotify and Apple Music. Just search New Music Spotlight for That Kevin Show. Thank you to everyone who was part of tonight. We are grateful to be with you every Saturday. In some instances, we'll be back with you again on Sunday. I'm Kevin McCullough. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Until next time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.